So most Pride celebrations took place in June, you'll recall, but the North Island Pride Society has made July its Pride Month this year. They'll be celebrating with members of the LGBTQ plus community and everyone else in a virtual event that takes place on July 31st. Keisha Disher is the president of the North Island Pride Society. She's on the line with me from Campbell River. Hello, Keisha.
Hi there.
Why didn't you celebrate during Pride Month in June with everyone else?
The pandemic made organizing and scheduling our Pride celebration, which would normally be scheduled at the end of June, very challenging. Mm-hmm. So our committee met during the month and coordinated with the Tidemark Theater, which is one of our primary sponsors, and organized a virtual Pride. But we're very excited to be able to do this at the end of July, even though it's late, to celebrate with our community and celebrate much of our LGBTQ2S talent in Campbell River and the North Island.
Mm-hmm. What obstacles did you face because of COVID-19?
Much of our meeting and organizing of any of our events have been like really restricted. So normally our celebration is an in-person, essentially Pride party that happens at Spirit Square in Campbell River. But given that we can't have anything in person and we're trying to respect physical distancing for everybody, we've been trying really hard to create a similar style event where we can feature talent and have people engaged, but make sure that everybody can see it safely from their own home.
Mm-hmm,
so some of the major challenges that we've faced have been things like technology and coming up with a suitable platform and making sure that we have enough performers and sponsors and those kinds of things. So it's, yeah, and even just coordinating times that everybody can meet, it's been a challenge.
Was anyone upset that Pride celebrations didn't take place there last month?
I think the community in general were a bit disappointed, but everybody's been really understanding about why we haven't been able to have anything in person. Nobody's been critical. Everybody's been very willing to work with the space that we have.
So in a normal year, what do your Pride celebrations look like?
We normally run on a Saturday at the end of June, and it includes a welcome ceremony, speakers from different political groups, as well as major LGBTQ2S identifying individuals, as well as community performers. So we've had belly dancers in the past, drag performances, lots of music, and we often have vendors and booths that are set up in the Spirit Square of Campbell River for the public to come and explore and ask questions and be educated and find out what kinds of resources are available to them in the community.
So this year being all different, what's in store and what events can people expect this time around?
So this year, the Tidemark Theater has a whole calendar of events that are happening on July 31st. And so there's events varying in time from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the North Island Pride Society's festival is from 4 until 5. And so our contribution includes a variety of performers, resources, and information. And there's even a photo competition that you can find on the Foundry Facebook page if you'd like to participate.
Okay.
So you need, and so all of these things will be featured in our hour, maybe just over an hour time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be very exciting for everybody to participate and watch.
What geographic area on Vancouver Island do you actually represent?
So we are the North Island Pride Society, but we are primarily based in Campbell River, but mm-hmm. we invite anybody from the North Island community, from Campbell River to Port Hardy, to participate in anything that we have going on. But we also do coordinate often with the Comox Valley Pride Society. So for instance, one of our features during the event on the 31st will include contributions from the Comox Valley Art Gallery Youth Media Project. So we're including individuals from Courtney as well. So the surrounding areas.
We're very inclusive. How big is the LGBTQ community, our plus community up there?
It's growing. So We have quite a few groups that exist in Campbell River that support youth and adults in Campbell River, but we also are showing gradually over the years that there's been increased support during the Pride Festival that happens usually in June. So in past years, we've shown a gradual growth of support and attendance at these festivals that we're really excited about.
Now, this pandemic has been pretty hard on people, especially people in the LGBTQ community who might be forced to isolate with people who may not be accepting of them. And what advice do you have for people who might be struggling and lonely?
We really recommend that you reach out to the resources that you have that are available to you in your community if you're feeling unsafe. So, for instance, we have Foundry that exists in Campbell River, which is a John Howard Society organization, and they're based in downtown, and they include four youth. There are two youth groups available, a under 14 and 15 and above group for people to connect and get support from their peers, as well as there are counseling and mental health services there available, which we really emphasize folks to use if they need to. And there are also mental health and drug services with Vancouver Island Health or Island Health. Mm-hmm. They're also available as resources. So we really, really encourage to reach out to the resources that you have, as well as the support groups that that you have, your friends and your family. If you're feeling unsafe, you need to. We really recommend that you communicate as best you can, mm-hmm. if you can.
Finally, where can people tune into the virtual celebrations on July 31st?
So all the information right now is at the Tidemark Theatre website. So if you tune into them, as well as our Facebook pages, you can find all the information there. So the Tidemark Theatre, Campbell River, as well as the North Island Pride Society Facebook
Perfect.
Pages have all the connect information.
Keisha, thanks so much for that.
It's my pleasure.